This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part four of a message we began on Monday about a woman by the name of Rahab from the Old Testament book of Joshua, the second chapter. If you've been listening this week, you know Rahab was a prostitute of the day, a pretty dramatic story in itself, but she was a woman who helped two spies from Israel who came in to spy out the land of Jericho. Perhaps you're familiar with the story from other experiences, but what a dramatic story. This woman with a past, a woman with a problem, and a woman with a promise. Let's continue with part four from Joshua 2.
I want to talk about verse 12 and 13, if we could bring that up. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother and my brothers and sisters and all who belong to them, and you will save us from death. This is a woman with a past, a problem, and a promise. They said, you hang out this cord, this scarlet cord, which you don't have to be a Bible scholar to know the symbolism there. The scarlet thread or the scarlet cord represents the blood of Christ. It was a type pointing to the future. That's what I really believe it was. It was a reminder of, as people would look back, the scarlet thread was a reference to the blood of Christ. And you hang that cord from your window, and we will know that we will spare your family. And they made a promise to her that chapter 6 will tell us that they honored, and that Rahab and all her household were spared. They were all spared because of the promise that was made to them. I think you know where I'm going with this, that the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are a person who lives under a promise. You say, what's the promise? That if we trust everything that Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, our sins are covered by the scarlet cord, so to speak. If we trust in everything that Jesus did on the cross, then we are covered by the blood of Christ. There's an old song that my family, my mom and dad and sister and I formed a family quartet. And we had a family quartet that sang this song, Remembered No More. Remembered No More. My sins are remembered no more. They're under the blood of Jesus. My sins are remembered no more. Folks, that's not a sentimental lyric. That is the basis of hope in your life and in mine. My sin, your sins are remembered no more because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are people under a promise. And the promise is that our sins will be and have been forgiven through the blood of Christ. 1 John 5 says, Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. Rahab discovered that in the Old Testament. You can discover that you are a child of God. Rahab was a woman with a past. She was a woman with a past of prostitution, lived in a pagan culture. She had a problem. She chose to believe in the true God in a culture that believed in anything but the real God. But she was a woman who discovered a promise that her family would be spared if the scarlet cord was hanging in the window. There's a promise for you and a promise for me that if we trust in what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, we not only have forgiveness, we have the promise of eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the greatest promise of all.
Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear the last part of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That website again is crosshope.org to listen to any part of this message or to find out more about being a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.